Yo, this is David Alan Greer, and you're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm still David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, I'm a little nervous about tonight. I'm a little nervous. I think the tech stuff will be fine, but there's so many trades. There's so much chaos. There's so much up in the air. I am so concerned that the Lions are not going to take Tua Tagovailoa. And the latest we have from our colleague Mel Kiper is this. Jalen, we know who's going number one. It's our guy Burrow. We know who's going number two to Washington, Chase Young. They've got the Lions taking Derrick Brown. Great defensive tackle. No shot to Mr. Brown. But Jalen, there's also lots of rumors of perhaps the Lions trading the number three pick. Perhaps they go with Okuda. There's not a lot of Tua to the Lions buzz. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but how much does that concern you as a Lions fan?
Well, I'd be concerned if I was Okuda because his projection went from being third to the Lions to ninth to the Jags. And I think he's a player. With that being said, I understand we have an opportunity to get a longtime starter, a Pro Bowler, maybe even an All-Pro, possibly a Hall of Famer. But you know what position they're not going to be playing? Quarterback. And if you have a chance to get one of them, and Tua seems to be that guy, that I'm going to have to watch play for years. Like the Miami Dolphin fans have to watch Drew Brees for years be a franchise Hall of Famer somewhere else. That would pain me, Jacoby, if my Lions don't allow Matthew Stafford to play this year, win us 11 games, get us to the playoffs. His value will be at an all-time high. Trade him somewhere where he can go get him a ring and go get a Hall of Fame jacket and enter Tua in year two to take over the helm. That should be the plan.
So I understand the Lions thinking, and the Lions are sort of a pivotal point in this year's draft because number one and two are kind of locked in, is we have Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford was injured last year for the second half of last year, but he was pretty good before that injury. So the Lions might be saying, it's not like we have one weakness on our team. It's the quarterback position is probably one of the places where we're pretty solid, so we have to improve somewhere else. But my thing is, Okuda is a pro-ready cornerback. You just lost Darius Slay. Why not him? And also, just from the eye test, I love Simmons. I absolutely love Isaiah Simmons. He is a phenomenal multi-tool defensive player that seems like he can play like literally every position on defense. So I can see either of those, but Brown kind of came out of nowhere on this Kiper thing. How upset would you be if it was actually Brown at number three for the Lions?
So here's the thing. The Lions never do the glamour move, never really swing for the fences. And so, yes, the interior lines are the most important, in theory, positions in football. In order to dominate that, you have to ultimately win the game. But it's just not a glamour spot. I loved when we had Jerry Ball on the inside rushing the quarterback. I'm a longtime Lions fan. I appreciate that position. Or Ndamukong Suh that we took in the first round.
Time out. I need a timeout. You're talking about glamour positions, right? And the glamour position is the quarterback, Jalen. And Jalen, let's just take a look at some of the quarterbacks that have worn the blue and gray in Detroit, Jalen, because this is not a glamorous list right here. Because when you look at the quarterbacks that have played in the last 20 years, you got Matt Stafford at the top there, but take us through your best memories of some of these other names. Shout out to Jeff Garcia. I forgot about that part of his career.
Drew Stanton went to Michigan State. That didn't work out. Ty Detmer put up big numbers, I think, at BYU. That didn't work out. Dan Orlowski, my brother, doing great as an analyst, but he did run out of bounds for like 10 yards.
I never heard of Stoney Case. Batch. That's a failed test right there. I like his name. Shout out to Stoney Case, whoever that guy is.
Joey Harrington was third overall.
If you think about
Dante Culpepper,
this team,
he was Dante Culpepper when he's 55 years old. I mean,
look at the production that these names have where they brought this franchise in terms of rankings. Because when you look at it, it's like 26. This is last 20 seasons. 26, 28, 26, 30th, 19th. Mm. Nothing above 19, Jalen Rose. Nothing above 19 for the rankings. Mm. They need Tua. They need Tua. This is your last chance, Jalen Rose. Address the camera. Talk to Bob Quinn and the Winnebago in his parking lot, in his driveway, and tell them what they need to do with number three.
See, you guys putting those names up there, it just sent me into a state of almost into convulsions. Like, I really don't know what to do right now. And you didn't even have Scott Mitchell up there, a guy that we paid to come from Miami after a handful of good games. If you're the Detroit Lions, I did not realize our quarterback play overall was that bad since 2000. Matthew Stafford, I got love for him. I want him to go to the Hall of Fame. You know how that's going to happen? Win 11 games this year. Play your value back up. Let's win a playoff game. And then let's trade him to a contender. And then we turn the keys over to Tua. And eventually we have a parade down Woodward Avenue, downtown Detroit.
I love delusional Lions fans. Well, the Lions are one of the key franchises this evening that people be looking at to see what they do or where they move back or whatever. And the Dolphins are another key franchise because the Dolphins are in the market for a quarterback. They're not like the Lions saying they might want a quarterback, they might want a down lineman, they might want a cornerback. But they have three first-round picks. Do you think they could trade up? Do you think they'll go with Herbert? Like, what do you think the Dolphins are going to do?
If you're Miami, the way they ended last year – on such a high note, in particular, beating the New England Patriots, and yep. to now have these picks and the great momentum they've had in the offseason. I'm really happy for my good friend, their owner, Stephen Ross, has this team now in position to get its franchise quarterback. And my Lions ain't going to do it, but they're going to do it. And see, that becomes the more frustrating thing because I'm going to be going to Dolphins games with my good friend – and have to watch Tua play for another squad. Jalen,
one thing I love about the evolution of you is you used to be friends with the players, and now you're friends with the owners. Congratulations on that glow-up, Mr. Rose. Congratulations. And your glow-up started some of your most memorable. People associate you with, obviously, with the Fab Five. They associate you with your great run in college. They associate you with 81 points getting scored on you by Kobe Bryant. They associate you with your playoff performances with the Pacers. But a lot of people associate you with draft night and that red and white suit. And unfortunately, this year, these players are not going to have the chance to wear their draft clothes and walk across the stage. How do you think this year will be different? Will some of the sort of the memories, the pageantry, the excitement for the players be taken away because they'll be at home on Zoom calls, much like ourselves right now?
It ain't nothing like the smell test and to be there in person. And just to see how in our country, large gatherings, the way that looks has likely been changed for the very near future, if not the next couple of years, in my opinion. And so now, like I always tell you, the most important purchases you make in your life, you got to look at them first. Your house, your cars, important stuff that means so very much to you that you might have to pay for each month. You want to try it on first. And just to be in the room with all of the other great players and draft picks from past and present, and to live a goal of making it to the NBA, it's such a phenomenal feeling because if you think at all of the sports, everybody tries to play basketball. Not many people, for example, that play basketball play football, but everybody's played basketball. And to be one of those 450 people to finally make it to the NBA, it was a great feeling. But I got to warn the draft picks. You ready for this? Got to warn you. You ain't What's a that? Part of the crew no more. Unfortunately, you got the money, so now you're the leader. And you got to encourage your people to get their own, put them on a path for success. A lot of people that you're feeding right now, they're going to be mad at you in 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, and talk about what you didn't do for them. It just happens that way. You don't have friends necessarily anymore. You have an entourage. You have a staff. You're the leader. You can make it happen. Congratulations. It's an amazing life.
I know one thing about this year's NFL draft that will be unlike all others. A lot more draft picks are going to be high when they get picked this year. That's what's going to happen. That's what the whole thing is going to change. When we come back, we know what Michael Jordan was drinking during his interview during The Last Dance. We'll tell you what that is right after this.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
All of our lives are going to change tonight with the NFL draft, but my life changes every Sunday when they air new episodes of The Last Dance. Don't forget, you can always watch and listen to The Last Dance official after show podcast with Jalen and Jacoby and our friend Jason Hare, the director, and in the future, some special guests. Make sure you listen to that wherever you get podcasts or watch it on the ESPN app and ESPN.com. Now, Jalen, episodes 1 and 2 of The Last Dance have aired. It seems like a long time ago, but they painted Jerry Krause as basically the villain, the GM of the Bulls during that time. And Tony Kukoc, who was on the Bulls during the season that they're featuring, said the following, quote, "I'm hoping that other episodes are brighter and more of a celebration of basketball instead of who's guilty or to blame and why didn't they win 8 championships or 10. The world was so happy when that was happening, so I don't know what people are mad at." Interesting. I mean, I understand where he's coming from, especially episodes 1 and 2. They did sort of like detail the tension between Krause and the players and the ownership and the players. It wasn't a celebration of basketball per se, but the fact of the matter is they won 3 championships in a row and then they started The Last Dance after, you know, after winning 5 championships. So what do you think about Kukoc's perspective about the way Jerry Krause was portrayed in the film?
I think, it's really important I bring you behind the curtain and what happens in situations like this is the Bulls were so very dominant and became corporations of their own in Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. The organization was uncomfortable with that. In particular, Jerry Reinsdorf. He made Jerry Krause look like the bad guy because on one hand, he's saying, I told Scotty not to sign this 7-year, $18 million deal. You can also be the guy to renegotiate it. And so as a domino effect, the guy who in theory discovered Scottie Pippen, Horace Grant, brought over Tony Kukoc when international players were few and far between in the league. Nicknamed the Waiter, 6'10", shooting threes, came right in and won 3 championships with the Chicago Bulls. Scottie Pippen got into it with Phil Jackson because they didn't draw up the final play for him, drew it off a Kukoc, and he made it. That's how good their squad was. And so the trickle-down effect is fans and media made Krause out to be the bad guy when really it was Jerry Reinsdorf. There was Reinsdorf that was pulling the strings.
Well, one thing I want to tell Mr. Kukoc, because I know Tony Kukoc is an avid watcher and listener of Jalen and Jacoby, is we happen to have seen some of the future episodes of this brilliant documentary. And you have to remember, episodes 1 and 2 was about that offseason leading into the season with Pippen's injury and The Last Dance and saying Phil won't come back. So I think that period of time was focused on Krause, but in progressive seasons, the focus becomes much more on the basketball play on the floor as they start playing actual games in the season they're focusing on. Now, one thing that I am focused on while I watch this documentary is what is to the right of Michael Jordan while he is doing these interviews. It is clearly some sort of adult beverage. And this leads us to our next Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, as Jordan is being interviewed by our friend Jason Ayer, you can see that the adult beverage to his right, the brown liquid, sometimes it's full, sometimes it's empty, sometimes it's full, sometimes it's empty, sometimes the ice is melting, sometimes it's not. It makes me think he might be enjoying more than one over the course of that interview. I wondered what it was. It was brown. I thought it would be bourbon or whiskey, but we now know via Ramona that it is Cincoro Tequila, which he owns with Jeannie Buss and some others, and he likes the extra añejo. So we did some research, Jalen. A bottle of the extra añejo that he is drinking is $1,400. Jalen Rose, drinking $1,400 a bottle tequila, soft move or boss move?
Boss move. Downtown Indianapolis, Ruth Chris Restaurant, family in town, about 25 members, huge table, just balled out and had like 30 on somebody. Waiter comes, remembering people orders without writing it down. You know our frequent places and take care of people, Jacoby. You know how we do in frequent spots. All of a sudden, I get introduced to a new friend of the family. His name was Lewis, the 13th. And everybody was enjoying it until I realized something. Each shot was $150. I didn't know it at first.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know it at first. But it was worth it. We had a great time. Boss move.
Some tells me that you guys didn't split the bill that evening. Well, I say it's a soft move because of this. If you get a $200 bottle of tequila, it will be just as good as the $1,400 bottle of tequila, and you can donate the other $1,200 to charity during the pandemic. During these uncertain times, there's nothing more important than those closest to you, your family, your home, and protection. And whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to keep you safe than ADT. Did you know right now, even under these conditions, ADT can help you customize a security package that fits almost every single lifestyle. You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. Whether you want just the basics or all the bells and whistles, ADT can work with you to customize a system to help you protect your family and your home. ADT offers all the essentials for convenience, security, and reliability, including but not limited to HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor security cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected to 24/7 monitoring, all controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. ADT is the leading smart home security provider. Professionally installed smart home security, ADT expert installers average over 10 years of experience in the industry. They also have the largest security network, 9 ADT owned and operated security monitoring centers operating 24/7 to make sure that you are home, and the ADT 6-month money back guarantee. They want you to be happy with their ADT service. That's why they provide you with one of the best money back guarantees from a national security provider. During these uncertain times, nothing is more important than protecting your home and protecting your family, and no one can help you do it better than ADT. When we come back, we have so much more, including an update on Rob Gronkowski. Stay tuned for that. You got to give the people.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social security. Is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, so much is going to change in the NFL this evening with the draft. But let's not forget, Rob Gronkowski is on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've got 75 great tight ends, and Tom Brady's going to throw to all of them. However, Rob Gronkowski was talking to CBS Sports, and he gave us a little bit of insight on his decision, which is interesting. Let's listen to Gronk.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's an easy organization to play for, and I've also never played for another organization. I haven't even been down to Tampa yet, so I'm not even sure what to expect. But I know that, you know, that the New England Patriots, hands down, I mean, it is not the easiest place to play, but it gets you right. It gets you mentally right. It gets you physically right. And what I've learned there is I'm definitely going to take it with me with my future and whatever I have present to this day. I'm definitely going to take what I've learned in the New England Patriots organization under the Coach Belichick, Mr. Kraft, and everyone there, and apply it to my daily life, big time.
Jalen, I'm going to do the media thing and read too much into his comments. You mind if I do that, please?
Appreciate your permission.
Jalen, not an easy organization to play with. And last time I checked, he was retired. And the only condition he would play is if it was not for the Patriots, it was for his friend Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do I to read this as the Patriots organization, while a championship-winning organization, is not fun to play it? It's not enjoyable to be around. And when you're Rob Gronkowski, that type of thing is important to you. Did their style sort of force him into retirement early?
So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Think about one of your strict relatives or friends' parents when you were young, and think of the ones that were fun. Whose house did you like going to play over?
Fun's house. Big shout to Arthur Ward's uncle. Big right. shout to Arthur Ward's
Watching
uncle.
Movies, eating sweets, staying up late.
Yeah. Oh, he was right. born as liquor at like 16. Yeah, that's great.
But your friends whose parents were like, no, y'all got to get up. Y'all got to read a book. Y'all got to clean up this yard. You ain't really want to be over there. But the results speak for themselves in life skills. The exact same thing takes place as it relates to the Patriots. Yes, Bill Belichick is not walking through the locker room headbutting with his defensive linemen and doing that dance after they win the eighth game of the season. It's just not happening. And so as players that have accomplished so much, now they can go to Tampa, have some fun, get it in, and get paid top
dollar. That's what
it's
about.
And try to compete for a Super Bowl.
Tampa? You know, if Tom Brady signed with like the Minnesota Vikings, Gronk ain't coming. But he's like, Ybor City, Tampa. He's like, oh, I'll be there. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes to get there. I cannot wait for Gronk on the field, and I cannot wait for Gronk off the field in Tampa.
We have these pictures first before TMZ. You see that right there? Exactly. We have it first.
Jalen, Tom Brady was going to visit with his new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, and he went to get some directions to his house, and he went to his house, he walked in, and then all of a sudden, he was in the wrong home. So, Jalen, my question for you is, what would you do if you're just in the kitchen, cooking up, chefing up your crab legs like you normally are, and Tom Brady walks right into your house? What do you do?
I'll be like, we definitely about to have some beverages. No question about it. And tell me why the Lions ain't drafting Tua is what I ask them. But the next thing that stands out to me, David Jacoby, is he's been filthy rich way too long. Just strolling in other people's houses in the suburbs.
Not knocking on the door, working out in the park when there's quarantine rules. Like, Tom Brady's already being extra in Tampa.
Big fish in a small pond.
Fix stuff. Tom Brady needs to chill out, man. You need to keep to yourself, man. Just running up in people's house. I don't even walk into my brother's house. I don't even walk into my mom's house.
And what about the neighbor that left the doors open?
Yeah, for real. I don't care where you live. I don't care how safe your neighborhood is. I don't care how high the gate is around the community. I'm locking my door every single night. Jalen, I pray for your franchise and your personal happiness. Please, Lions. Draft Tua.
If we draft Tua, I'm going to grab the whole staff, Michael Jordan tequilas.
Ooh. We'll be back tomorrow. Find out.